We like to think of ourselves as on God's side. And it's a good prayer and a good desire in our hearts that we would hope for that. Because this is what is certainly in the heart of God, that we would be with him. But sometimes the reality is not that. And the prophet Daniel gives voice to that reality today in the first reading. Lord, we have sinned against you. We have been wicked and done evil. It was in our hearts to do what we wanted to do, not what you wanted us to do. We can too quickly associate ourselves with God and forget that we are rebellious. Our whole life on earth is a temptation in a certain sense to turn away from God. And so the better disposition to have, rather than associating myself with him, is to recognize that I have sinned, to recognize that I am actually, truly, desperately in need of his mercy always. We don't get to hear the first Eucharistic prayer very often, but there's a line in there where the priest says for all of us, Lord, don't even consider what we truly deserve, but grant us your forgiveness. The incredible thing that happens is that when we realize where we truly belong, which is in the company of the sinners where we are, we truly begin to ask God for that mercy that we need desperately, always. Even the saints would go to confession every week. We shouldn't be too quick to associate ourselves with those holy angels and saints who are already in the glory of heaven. Although, as I said, that is where God wants us to be. Once we have that disposition of begging God for his great mercy always, at every moment of our day, every moment of our lives, then we're going to be able to follow what Jesus is asking us to do in the gospel, to be merciful to other sinners, those people that we run into even on Mondays, those people that Jesus is asking us to stop judging, stop condemning. We're really going to be able to forgive. Let's pray for that grace then to know where our true place is. We're sinners in deep need of God's mercy, and he is ready to give it to us, especially at this Holy Mass, as he gives us himself in the Holy Eucharist.